Welcome to your daily devotional for March 18th. Sins of Omission. James chapter 4 and verse 17. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. When we think of sins, we usually think of sins we commit. We call these sins of commission. But how often do you think of sins of omission? The things you should have done, but did not do. Consider our text and also the following verses. Psalm 36:3. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Matthew 25:45. Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Luke 11:42. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Luke 12:47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. Romans 1:21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Have you committed any sins of omission against God and man? If so, repent, make it right, and mend your ways, and be on guard. Sometimes sins of omission can be just as bad in consequence to self and others as obvious sins.